While Anthony was thus speaking, all rejoiced. In some the love of virtue increased, in others carelessness was thrown aside. The self-conceit of others was stopped, and all were persuaded to despise the assaults of the evil one, and marveled at the grace given to Anthony from the Lord for the discerning of spirits. So their cells were in the mountains, like filled with holy bands of men who sang psalms, loved reading, fasted, prayed, rejoiced in the hope of things to come, labored in almsgiving, and persevered love and harmony one with another. And truly it was possible, as it were, to behold a land set by itself, filled with piety and justice. For then there was neither the evildoer, nor the injured, nor the reproaches of the tax-gatherer, but instead a multitude of ascetics, and the one purpose of them all was to aim at virtue. So that any one beholding the cells again, and seeing such good order among the monks, would lift up his voice and say, "How goodly are thy dwellings, O Jacob, and thy tents, O Israel, as shady glens, and as a garden, by a river, as tents which the Lord hath pitched, and like cedars near waters." Anthony, however, according to his custom, returned alone to his cell, increased his discipline, and sighed daily as he thought of the mansions in heaven, having his desire fixed on them, and pondering over the shortness of man's life. And he used to eat and sleep, and go about all other bodily necessities with shame when he thought of the spiritual faculties of the soul. So often, when about to eat with any other hermits, recollecting the spiritual food, he begged to be excused, and departed far off from them, deeming it a matter for shame if he should be seen eating by others. He used, however, when by himself, to eat through bodily necessity, but often also with the brethren, covered with shame on these occasions, yet speaking boldly words of help. And he used to say that it behoved a man to give all his time to his soul rather than his body, yet to grant a short space to the body through necessities, but all the more earnestly to give up the whole remainder to the soul and seek its profit, that it might not be dragged down by the pleasures of the body, but on the contrary, the body might be in subjection to the soul. For this is that which was spoken by the Savior: "Be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat, nor for your body, what ye shall put on. And do ye seek not what ye shall eat, and what ye shall drink, and be not of a doubtful mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after. But your Father knoweth that ye had need of all these things. Howbeit, seek ye first his kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto you."